Hey everybody, this is Brad from Foundry Road. You're about to listen to an insane amount of metal on IRC FM's Metal Monday.
Hi, this is Melina from Immodus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Rose.
From?
Oh, from Immodus. Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Immodus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
This is Michael from Immodus, and you're listening to IRC FM's Metal Monday.
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 20 of IRC FM Metal Monday, brought to you by The Final Time by Immodus' launch of their album Smokescreen. If you're listening to this relatively quickly, you can still get your tickets. Immodus' debut album Smokescreen, available now via the usual downloading places and also their public launch. It will be very, very awesome. Speaking of very, very awesome, not that he knew it at the time, but thank you to Brad from Foundry Road for contributing the title of this particular episode, episode 20 of IRC FM Metal Monday. The title is probably the longest title that I've ever used on an IRC FM episode. And the title is Head R464638. 472-648-484-26363 times bigger than bands from West Sydney, dude. And I'll tell you the reason why I called the episode that very, very shortly. We've got some great metal coming up to you from a Melbourne-based label that was introduced to me during the week, Blue Freya. And I was speaking to Carl, who runs that label, and I asked him, mate, how did you find me? And quite simply, he is a fan of Dicer Thrilled, who we had on IRC FM Metal Monday last week, episode 19. And so he thought, well, if I would play Dicer Thrilled, there wouldn't be any reason why I wouldn't play some of his artists. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to play the Australian artist today. And on next week's episode, episode 21, I'm going to play some non-Australian metal as well. So, while Head were good, Brad, there is some great music happening in Australia, as you well know. And we're going to kick it off with a Melbourne-based band. Now, this is called Decimatus. And we're going to kick it off with a song called Decimate, which seems very, very appropriate. You're listening to IRC FM Metal Monday, episode 20. No, I'm not repeating that title again. Find me on channelirc.com, IRCFMMetalMonday.com. You can hear me on IRC FM and also Trax Radio. Thanks, Modus. We'll be right back.
is Eric from Warfaction. You're listening to Erk FM. This is Metal Monday.
Don't stop. high where tensions arise.
And you're listening to Irk FM.
Thank you.
And I think I'll dedicate that song to Dave from the Bugcast. That was This Game by Trepidation. Before that, we had another Trepidation song with Now or Never. And to start up the episode, we had two songs in a row from Desi Matters with Killing Time, and before that, Decimate. So some great music from Blue Fryer, and there's more yet to come here on this episode of IrkFM Metal Monday, episode 20, which you can find at IrkFMMetalMonday.com. Thank you to Rolly from the Dark Compass Metal Show, who last week was my guest. It was a really awesome episode, and I enjoyed listening back to it. Trepidation are from the outer suburbs of Brisbane, Australia. Their sound couldn't be any more of an oral insanity. They could easily challenge the shredability of most metal guitarists out there. Quote, "We're all about the music, we're not out there to achieve the American dream, and that's not going to change." Trepidation know how to punch a pack on their sets, winning over judges at Brisbane's 2011 Rock School Challenge competition. Having grown up with listening to Alice in Chains, Iron Maiden, Megadeth, Metallica, Slipknot and Slayer, Trepidation have been moulded into one of Brisbane's most promising metal acts. And before that, we heard from Decimatus, and they come to us from Melbourne. Arising from the ashes of Melbourne's dormant metal scene, they were formed with one intention, to make the music that they love that no one else is playing. In early 2010, mixing killer groove riffs with brutal, fast-paced drums, they did just that. And so since forming, they've literally been decimating the Melbourne metal scene. Shredding stage after stage, the boys started recording their first EP towards the end of 2010, after having played a handful of gigs, travelling to Adelaide in the process. With only time ahead of them, Decimatus have only begun to shape the face of Melbourne metal for Australia and the world is next. And so we're going to continue on with another band called Vulvergun. And Vulvergun is a band formed by vocalist guitarist Wayne Dwyer, who is known for his work in Melbourne metal bands such as Seawolf, Captain Trips and Wizard Sleeve, to name just a few. He is joined by Chris Phillips, Evan Harris and George Laren, and we'll hear from George in his solo project towards the end of the episode, who are some of the most respected players in the Australian metal scene. Together they have created an album in Cold Moon Over Babylon that is one of the most anticipated debuts in years. The album comprises of 12 tracks of blistering metal crossing a landscape of history, mystery and bloodshed, and is destined to become a classic. And so they say, as far as the album itself goes, this is not a concept album. It is a themed album with a string of ideas and stories revolving around a central idea. So let's hear from them now. We're going to kick it off with the title track of the album, Cold Moon Over Babylon, and then we're going to have Confessions of a Flesh Eater. I'm Erk, you're listening to episode 20 of Erk FM Metal Monday, brought to you by Immodus' launch of their album Smokescreen. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. This is Rolly from the Dark Compass Metal Show, and you're listening to Irk's Metal Monday.
Cross the bridge.
Deadfest 2012, Valve Bar Tempe, 10th of March 2012. Dead Man, who's playing?
We got Lab 64 headlining, Empirical, War Faction, Jaded Empire, Immodus, Narmaza, Tensions Arise, Domino, Foundry Road, and NASJAP.
Get on it. Don't hate Dead Man because he's metal. G'day, I'm Erk from Channel Erk and Insomnia Radio Australia. What happens if I add some of this? And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this. And what happens if I stir that around, deliver that to you nice, hot and fresh? That sounds like a buffet of tasty musical treats to me.
Looking for great quality, independent and unsigned music? You found it on Trax Radio, now featuring Urk FM, down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday on urkfm.com and traxradio.com every Friday and Saturday. There's one for all the guitar fans, and I know that guitar's a very, very important part of any metal song. And so I was sort of wondering, you know, how would someone be a solo metal artist? Although then again, I did see one on Australia Day at the Lucky Australian Tavern, one who I'd never be able to play on Urk FM because his name's just too vulgar to even mention. But someone who's not too vulgar to mention, that was George Laren. You might remember a bit earlier, the artist Vulvergun. George is the guitarist for Vulvergun, and he's also doing some solo guitar work under Laren. And so we heard their Sunset on the Mexican Coast, and before that we heard from Tube Rider. George is from Melbourne and he's been playing guitar for many, many years and he's obviously very good. Before that is an artist that I've actually played on my regular Urk FM Australia episode each on a Friday, episode 196. Not that I knew it at the time when I was programming the episode. I thought the name was actually a bit familiar. Tima Juan, I think, and Carl, who supplied me the music actually from Blue Fryer Music, is actually the guitarist in this band, along with Kelly on vocals and keys. Carl does the guitars, bass and drums, so he's very talented, obviously. From Melbourne, they bring a uniquely Australian perspective to the gothic metal scene. They combine haunting vocals and driving guitars. Their sound is layered and atmospheric. Carl was also the founding member and bass player for Australian cult metal band Nothing Sacred. And at the heart of Temujin's sound is the haunting voice of Kelly. Her lyrical creativity, keyboard arrangements and vocal melodies are a perfect counterpart to the brooding driving riffs. She pours into her songwriting a passion for music and the ability to observe and chronicle emotions and relationships. So if you would like any more information about any of the artists that we've played on this week's episode, or indeed you want to connect with them on the social networks, you can go to the show notes, urkfmmetalmonday.com, episode number 20, and you'll be able to find the links there. Thank you to Brad from Foundry Road for basically suggesting the episode title. And very good luck. Best wishes. I will be there for the launch of Amadeus' album Smokescreen. You know, it's been coming for a while. I know the guys have been working very, very hard. Not only practicing the songs that they usually do in their set, but also some new tracks as well. And it's going to be a very epic evening with not another sequel, just another prequel. Also, Tensions arrived. DJ G's, Amadeus, of course. They better be turning up to their own album launch. And also some other special guests as well. The Dead Man Industries crew, I'll be there. And it's going to be an awesome night. If you're hearing this before the 18th of February 2012, get your tickets. There's a whole heap of people in Western Sydney selling them. Or just rock up to the door at the Red Rattler at Marrickville. Anywho, seeing as though it's their album launch coming up, gonna have a double shot of some Modus to finish.
Hi, this is Melina from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hi, this is Rose.
From?
Oh, from Emotus. Do you know us? We're good. We're nice.
Hi, this is Sarah from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM.
This is Michael from Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM's Metal Monday. We'll be right back.
So to finish up, that was Lash by Modus, and prior to that, a song that I don't think that I've ever played here before on OKFM Metal Monday, What We All Know, and before that, the title track of the album Smokescreen. It's going to be an absolutely epic night of metal, looking forward to it, have been for weeks. On this episode, we have heard from Decimatus, Trepidation, Vulgar Gun, Temujin, Lauren, and also Immodus. Thank you very much to Carl from Blue Freya Records for supplying the music on this episode, with the exception of the Immodus tracks. Absolutely awesome stuff, and we'll be featuring more artists from Blue Freya next week. And I've also got a lot of other metal to look forward to as well. If you are in a band and you would like to submit music, you can go to irkfmmetalmonday.com. All the information that you need to know is there. If you also enjoy music that's not at 11, you can check out IrkFM International on Wednesdays on Channel Irk, and also IrkFM Australia each and every Friday. Australian music down the pipes and into your ears. Also, if you'd like to hear an interview of Immodus and lots of other bands, I've put all of the interviews that I've ever done on IrkFM onto the IrkFM extra feed, so you can go and download those as well. Not only do you find out about the music, but you find out more about these musicians that you hear each and every week across IrkFM, and that many of them, they're not professional musicians in the sense that that's all they get paid to do. The vast majority of the people that you hear on these episodes, indeed, they have day jobs. And so they do music because they love it and they want to bring you some great music. But like me, in my case, podcasting isn't my full-time paid job, and music isn't to many of these people as well. IrkFMMetalMonday.com. If you're listening to this via either iTunes or via the website or via Shifty Jelly's Pocket Cast and you haven't subscribed yet, you're just listening to it somehow, there are new subscriptions for all of the IrkFM shows. You can get there and you can download and you can subscribe. And during the week, I actually upgraded to an iPhone, and so I quite easily transferred all of my podcasts and all of my apps over to the new iPhone as well. So the transfer process was actually quite easy. I was expecting some problems. Spoke to Russ over at Shifty Jelly and I says, "Mate, I'm just about to get a new phone. What should I do?" And so he told me what I had to do. I did it and the process just worked. It was really, really simple. I didn't lose any podcasts, didn't lose any apps or anything like that. So it was absolutely awesome. Really loving the new iPhone. It's great. And everything's working awesomely. Everything's working awesomely back over at IrkFM. New show's up and everything is all good. Heaps of stuff still to go on the website, but, you know, that's just a matter of time. And I'll just take it as it comes. Until next time, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening. Talk soon. See you at a gig, maybe, if you're in Sydney. Don't hate me because I'm metal. And good night, Interweb. And thanks, Modus. Good luck, guys.